We begin in the country of gondola boats. In the canals of Venice, they lazily float. Snow-capped mountains are towering near, and this is a sound you are likely to hear. Nestled deep in a forest in the Alps of Italy, grows a straight and tall giant, the hazel spruce tree. When one of these trees is cut down and sawed, a unique craftsman is heard to applaud. He cuts and measures and fits parts with care. He is a violin maker, known as a luthier. This luthier master has a grand master plan to create the loveliest instrument that he possibly can. With music in his heart, he takes the wood to his shop and whistles a tune as he chisels the top. As our musical craftsman works diligently, we can turn our attention to a different country, one of bustling cities and vast open spaces, and to us is the most familiar of places. A starred and striped flag flies free in the breeze, in our amber-waved nation of mountain majesties. On a chill, foggy morning near the far western coast stands one of the forests that Oregon boasts. From this maple forest comes tree number two, with wood grain like a flame and a big job to do. The sliced blocks of maple are packed in a crate. Then they travel cross-country on a train full of freight. When they reach the Atlantic, cranes unload the cars onto a ship that will travel beneath the twinkling of stars. When the crate reaches Italy, it's unpacked with a smile by the luthier craftsman who's been waiting a while to create a violin's back out of the flamed maple blocks. And thin, flexible ribs that will complete the sound box. He'll also use maple to carve a neck and a scroll whose smoothly curled shape looks like a cinnamon roll. His fingers seem to dance with the greatest of ease as he creates a bridge for the strings, just as quick as you please. The pegs and the tailpiece are made of ebony. This fine-grained black wood is from tree number three. It grows in Indonesia, a nation of tropical isles with beautiful jungles that go on for miles. Before the ebony reaches Italy, there's a long journey ahead, so the luthier begins to varnish the instrument instead. As the craftsman returns to his fine work once more, we travel round the globe to find tree number 4. We recognize this continent with a single glance. It's South America, the home of tango and samba dance. This lush rainforest land is where the Pernambuco tree grows. Their heartwood is perfect for making straight and strong bows. Our friend will carve a stick with the perfect shape, so the bow parts fit snugly without glue or tape. Now the luthier's hard work is nearly complete. To play this lovely instrument will be a special treat. He finishes the bow with a hank of horsehair, and fits 4 strings to the pegs and tailpiece with care. At last, he admires the beautiful violin he made. It would receive an A+ if it were given a grade. With a satisfied sigh and a twinkle in his eye, he calls to his daughter who is sitting nearby. Her face slowly breaks into a bright, cheery grin as she joyfully picks up the bow and new violin. Our tale comes to an end as her bow meets the string. The 4 trees have 1 voice when the violin starts to sing.